maybe I'm a bit weird, but I was one of those people that never wanted to go to Bali, even for a holiday. And it was not a place that I ever desired to go and visit. But I had to go through Bali to get to sort of more like West Timor and stay overnight. And so my initial thought the first time I got there is I didn't like it, and it sort of confirmed all the reasons why I didn't want to go. But having done that trip to West Timor many, many times and spending more time in Bali, it really started to grow on me, and it was like it got its hooks into me, and it was just wasn't letting go. And so through people I met and relationships I formed, that's how Bali grew on me.
And would you say one of the highlights would be the Bali food scene?
Well, I've just been amazed. Like, I suppose when I think about Asian cultures and Asian food, the picture that probably comes into your mind is all the street food, which I absolutely love. And I love all that environment. I love just, you know, little packets of rice with, you know, that. And so I enjoy that. But I suppose what Bali has as the bonus is there's so many fantastic restaurants there now, and from all different cultures and so many different flavours and influences and tastes. And so you sort of get in a bit of the best of both worlds.
I think most people listening to this would know what you mean when you say really good Western food. But when you say Balinese food, not everybody might have been to Bali or get what Balinese food is about. So in your mind, what is it? How would you describe Balinese food?
Well, if you stay in, obviously, the cities, you tend to have, I suppose, for not wanting to show any disrespect, but nearly a Western tinge on it. So it's actually appealing to Western culture. So you might have, you know, nasi goreng or, you know, nasi champur or a rendang or something like that. And it's done very well, like from a Western point of view. But I've had the privilege to go to some villages where you're eating with a family in their compound, which is much simpler food. But the flavours and the tastes and the things that I would not normally see in the restaurant, or it's actually prepared in a restaurant probably to be more conducive from a Western point of view. When you're in the villages, they prepare it how they've always prepared it. And for me, that's challenged me because I'm not a big vegetable eater. And so in some of the villages, veggies is a big part of what they do with rice, and meat sometimes can be a smaller component of it. But I've tried things and that I would never have attempted to try. And so I think from that point of view, I think the simplicity sometimes and stripping it all the way back, it's not MasterChef, it's not a reality TV program, but it's just people who are just making simple, very tasty meals is the really, that's to me Balinese food. And so getting some rice and getting some veggies, I don't know all the names of them, I just eat it. Sometimes I've asked sometimes what's that and I haven't quite understood and think maybe I shouldn't actually know what it is sometimes. But it's been great and I've really enjoyed that part and just so tasty.
Are there some iconic foods in Bali, though, that you would recommend? Say, first-time person, first-time tourist, what would those things be?
Babi guling. You just got to go to Ubud, you got to go to Ibu Oka, and you've got to have babi guling.
What's that?
So that's it's pig, so it's like suckling pig. So it's got a little bit of spice to it. You get the one I tend to buy normally is the special. So you get some rice, you get some pork, you get some crackling, there's some veggies, there's some another like really dark, nearly crispy part. I don't know what that is. I've not wanted to ask just in case I didn't know what I didn't want to know what it was, but it's the best thing. And so I think for me, if you go there, I would actually say babi guling by far is the thing.
Now, you've had a look at this book, Flavours of Bali. It's a pretty thick book.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
Well, when I flicked through it, all the memories come back of actually being there. Like, so I see the places that I've been and eaten at or walked past sometimes and go, oh, wow, and I see it here in the book. So, yeah, it's a great book. I must say when I saw it, it's like, I've got to get me this book.
And are there certain places featured in this book that make you go, oh, it's spot on, you know, that is an amazing place to go eat?
Well, there's one in here, Livingston Cafe and Bakery, which is my favourite. Every time I'm there, I'll head there either for a lunch or for breakfast. And I love the architecture. I think one thing I love about Bali is the architecture. You're eating not just in a restaurant that's just like, you know, four walls. There's just so many eclectic styles. And I think that adds to the whole ambience and you're having this food. And but Livingston by far is my favourite sort of place to eat. And having breakfast, every time I go there, there's one dish that's just like a wrap. Other words, it's got in my head. But I know every time I order it, I go, I know I'm not going to be able to eat it all, and I feel like, oh, man, I did it again, but I just can't stop ordering it. So I don't know whether that's stupidity or it's just, you know, me.
Being very hungry.
Yeah, so that's it. I think my eyes are bigger than my belly sometimes. My mum used to say that to me all the time.
Is that the same place that sells watermelon bread?
Yes, watermelon bread. I can't describe it other than the fact that you know the colours of a watermelon and you know what bread looks like, so just put the two together.
Does it taste like bread or watermelon?
I've never had it. I haven't been that adventurous. Come back to me. I'll try it when I'm there next time.
Okay. Are there other picks from the book?
There's another place called The Junction, which is a great little place. Generally, The Junction, I've headed there for a coffee or I just want to, you know, chill out for the day. It tends to be my coffee shop if I just want to go for coffee. Had some meals there and the food is great. But it's right on the corner. It's right near Seminyak Square. And it's in an area where there's some really nice little restaurants all in that area. Sisterfields is just around the corner. And there's a few, you know, I think there's a Grocer and Grinds just down the end as well. So there's a few places just there. But The Junction is just a nice chill. The architecture in that's great as well. And all the jars with everything in it is really cool. I just love looking at it. I mean, you sort of got to see it. But it's like it's sort of finished and it's sort of not finished in the architecture. They've got some of the boards up, but all the rest have fallen off. And so I really love it from that point of view. But like most of these places, as I flip through here, like I've not gone to a place where I have not liked the food. You know, it's been great.
Third pick.
Within only probably a 30-second motorbike ride from where I live or a couple-of-minute walk is a place called the Corner House. That has to be my favourite place. I love the coffee there. I know whatever their blend is, I really like. And just, I love looking at the architecture. It's like this French provincial style, but it's not a modern French provincial. It's like it's been there for years and years and years, and it's cracked tiles and amazing just to sit in there. But the breakfast is great, though. You know, the burger for breakfast is great. Sounds like I eat a lot of breakfast, don't I?
Breakfast is an important part of your day.
When you see it, I've got a picture in my phone that I took just of my breakfast. It was the last time there in Corner House.
Was there a favourite eating spot of yours that the book's actually missed?
There's one place that a friend of mine took me to. He's a Texan, so he loves his meat. And so he took me to this place called the Texas Smokehouse Barbecue and Grill, I think it's called. And it's just like a pop-up type style of place where it's a couple of shipping containers. And they have slow-cooked meat, and you can get brisket and ribs and all that sort of stuff. And I've never had brisket before, but it's the most awesome meat that I've ever had. And it's really, it's sort of not like a restaurant per se. As I said, it's just like a pop-up sort of store. You got to get there early, though, in the evening, otherwise the brisket will be sold out because it's slow-cooked for the day, and once it's gone, it's gone. I mean, the ribs are fantastic. All the other meat's fantastic, but you got to go there for the brisket.
So basically you have lunch at one place and try to keep yourself busy between lunch and dinner and just a couple of walks down, find yourself at another great dinner restaurant.
Cafe Bali is another one. They've got a great breakfast menu again. They've got some eggs with chili on it, which is really good to wake up to. So, I'm just eating breakfast all the time. But
for lunch and dinner too. So when your family moves there, do you think you'll be mostly cooking at home or eating out all the time with so much good food?
Well, my wife wants to say that she wants to cook at home, but we went shopping last time just to have a look at the price of just some basic foods that we would normally cook here. And I think it's actually going to be more expensive to cook at home than it is to eat out. But look, I think we'll do a little bit of it. I think from my wife's point of view, she wants to be immersed in the culture as well. So she doesn't want to just turn up and just cook Western food. She wants to learn some of the local dishes and how to cook them. And because from a local point of view, that's what they use and they're so tasty. And if we can actually learn a little bit of that, that's great. I mean, going out for dinner, that's a nice thing to do, and it is much cheaper. I mean, some restaurants, you're sort of paying up towards more prices that you would pay here in Australia. But there's a lot of places you can go where you're getting amazing food at a really good price. There's two places, Ultimo and Rumours. Ultimo's really nice dining experience and just great food and entertainment and really nice atmosphere. And Rumours is more of your, not a pub sort of atmosphere, but more of a cafe style where they've got the amazing, like a burgundy pie with mash in it that's in the bowl, which is, I think it's about $5 or $6. It's the most amazing thing. It comes with chips. And so you can go out and not spend a lot of money and actually have some really good food. So I don't know how much It might be a great ideal to cook at home. The reality may be very different.
Well, lucky for your wife, if this book ends up in your home, there are a couple of recipes in the book.
Well, yeah, it is. And it's good seeing that after all the restaurants, whatever restaurant they've listed, they've given a recipe. So we're going to have to try some of these. Actually say, I want to order this dish here and then go home and try and make it.
Fantastic.
I think I might leave that up to her, though. I'll do the eating.
Fantastic. Adrian, thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you.